Carbondale voters will consider two tax increases this spring. One would be on some utilities, the other would raise property taxes. Let's start with the energy tax. If passed, the measure would mean paying more when you fire up your gas range or use a microwave.
The idea is that a small fee would be assessed on your utility bill, both on your gas use and your electricity use.
Catherine Rushton is part of the campaign advocating for that tax increase. She says it would mean about $3 to $5 a month in taxes for the average homeowner. That's for electricity and gas combined, adding to between $36 and $60 a year.
To really generate funds to be able to continue programs that Carbondale have been running in the last few years. Carbondale has been really successful in reducing our consumption of electricity and natural gas despite a growing population, and it's due to these programs.
If approved, the new tax measure would have some administrative costs. Utility providers are still figuring out how much that could be. The measure would raise more than $350,000 in revenue each year. Funding for those energy programs so far has come from taxes on oil and gas drilling and other production, but those dollars are going down for a variety of reasons. That drop is also affecting the amount of money available to improve or build new infrastructure in Carbondale. Here's town manager Jay Harrington.
The town does not have any dedicated funding source for capital for the town of Carbondale outside of our water and sewer funds.
If approved, that second tax measure would mean about $120 a year more in property taxes for someone owning a home valued at $500,000. For a commercial property worth $1 million, it would add up to about $807 more in taxes. That could go towards a long list of issues like improving intersections, building new sidewalks, and maintaining Highway 133. Both tax questions come after voters approved two other property tax increases last fall for schools and Carbondale's fire district. Carbondale is gathering arguments for and against both spring tax measures, which will be sent out to voters before the April election. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.